This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You have Happy Gene and Not So Grumpy Chris. And in case you're wondering, and you're looking over at the GCN site for the Paracast, you see a brand new logo there. So Chris is playing a guitar, but he doesn't play guitar. He plays keyboard, but this way he can stand up.
And I'm not pregnant.
Well, all right. The version, the larger version that we have in our forums, shows him weighing a bit more than he should. And I've asked the artist Red Pill Junkie to give him a diet. The version of GCN, imagine if we could do that, you know, if someone's really overweight. And Chris,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, take an eraser.
Yeah, take an eraser and knock off 50 pounds. I have to talk to my son Grayson. He's put on a few pounds in the last few years. And he now weighs about the same I do, which is not so bad, but he's about 7 or 8 inches smaller than I am. So I'm not happy about that. But seriously speaking, I've asked Red Pill Junkie to give some ultra slim fast to the illustration of Chris that's in our forums. Now, the one that you see at GCN site is just a square, so you don't see that anymore. So at least that's hidden from their audience. It also shows me becoming a rap singer.
Man, that's stretching it past the breaking point.
So therefore, I've become Grandmaster Gene.
Yeah, Grandmaster Bash.
Okay, what kind of bash?
I don't know. You know it's not a party.
Well, you know, bash is also a type of shell for Unix. You see how confusing this is? Nobody cares. I should tell you, though, we got another new radio station, and I'm really especially pleased with this one for the Paracast. It's our first station that covers Arizona. It's KTOX, which is 1340 AM. It'll carry the Paracast, the live feed on Sunday mornings, and it covers Laughlin, Nevada, Bullhead City, Arizona, Needles, California. So imagine now, people at the gambling tables will be able to listen to the Paracast while they're losing their shirts.
Okay. Hey, three cities, one station, three states. I like it.
Well, I should tell you, by the way, that the affiliate guy, Adam Miller, is welcoming suggestions from listeners. So if you want to hear the Paracast in your city, which helps us sell the show to advertisers, by the way, what you do is write us at the Paracast, news@theparacast.com. Tell us the name of the station, the program director. We hope you'll make some initial contact with them. This way they know what to expect. If you can persuade them, let us know, and we'll let Adam follow up. He's the affiliate guy at GCN. In fact, he's a senior affiliate guy. But he'll do his best to get that station to accept the Paracast. So we're making progress. I mean, we started out with GCN back in 2010, August of that year, and we had exactly zero stations for the first few months. And they don't have a big affiliate department at GCN, so it requires that we do the work, that you do the work to get those stations. So that's how we go. We hope that you'll help us get more stations. We added another new feature to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. And this is excerpts from a book called And Your Dog Sings Chopin. Chris, how did you and Ray Stanford come up with a title like that?
You know, Ray is kind of, I don't know, his prior book is called was a coral saucer in a Pentagon pantry. He just has this habit of coming up with strange book titles. And, you know, I threw a short list of titles at him when we were nearing completion of the manuscript. And he just blurted out, how about, and my dog sings Chopin. And he had told a story about his dog that would sing along with Chopin when it was played. He wouldn't sing with anything else, just Chopin. And so it's a working title. I don't really think that that is going to make it past some, you know, book publisher. But that is the working title. He came up with it. And, you know, I have other titles that I think are a little bit more appropriate. But I think it was just more of a joke than anything. But again, this particular book is all in Ray's words. It was a series of hundreds of hours of interviews that I did with him over a 5-year period, and have added to in bits and pieces have been added to it over the years. He doesn't want it to come out until he's back on the map, so to speak. And, you know, I think he's kind of forgotten that the book's even there. I mean, I completed the darn thing in 2007, 2008, so it's, you know, it's been sitting there gathering dust for quite some time. It's absolutely fascinating. I think it'd be lots of fun, I think, for folks to, you know, get a verbatim, a chance to hear verbatim stories from Ray's past. He has quite an amazing historic past. He pretty much knew anybody who was anybody in the field all through the 60s, the mid to late 50s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s, before he kind of went underground a little bit. So I'm going to be posting excerpts up there. And I think what we can do is post a question bank to have folks request specific personalities, possibly from our ufological past or cases maybe that Ray's commented on, and I'll do my best to get some excerpts up there for our Paracast Plus subscribers.
Well, you know what we could do here then? Maybe the way to accomplish that is for you to give us a list of the names of the researchers who are mentioned, and then based on their votes or something, we'll put those up. How's that? But you have to be a member of the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com, and this way you could take advantage of the commercial free version of this show. You can take advantage of the After the Paracast podcast. You can take advantage of the book excerpt. We're also planning a section on classic episodes, primarily the ones from the time we first joined GCN in August of 2010. This way they have the most commercial content and will benefit the most from being ad free. And some of the earlier episodes, we're going to do that, and they'll be added to the Paracast Plus. It's available for a modest subscription fee at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Now, I understand with regard to Ray Stanford's book, I am in the same position you are, listeners. I will see the chapters as Chris submits them, not before. I've not read this book. And I'm hoping maybe some publisher out there will take a big wad of cash and say, Ray, come on, we'll give you some money for this. Why don't you publish the book?
No, I've already turned down one deal.
Oh. Was it not big enough, or is it because Ray just really, really isn't ready?
Look, Ray thinks, you know, once he's back on the map, we should get HarperCollins or, you know, Bantam or St. Martin's or something. He wants to shoot for the big houses. And I think it should just be put out there, you know, maybe even do a print-on-demand, a Lulu type thing, or just something to get it out there. I think the amount of information in there and the stories and the experiences that he's had in his 60-plus years in ufology is literally jaw-dropping.
Oh, I can't wait. And I don't even want to say where this might go, but we're certainly happy to experiment. And my dog sings Chopin. Ray Stanford, Chris O'Brien, excerpts of the Paracast Plus. Today we're going back to the subject of breakaway civilizations. We're having sort of a roundtable featuring Dr. Joseph Farrell, but also on the panel will be Walter Bosley. So Chris and I are kind of going to be flies in the wall, although we do have some nice questions from our audience. We're going to sit back, let these two people go at each other or add to what each other says. I have no idea what's going to happen, but it's going to happen very quickly now. Dr. Joseph Farrell, Walter Bosley, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beth, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We welcome to the Paracast this week Dr. Joseph Farrell, who hasn't been on for a couple of years. We're happy to have you back, Joseph.
Thanks for having me.
We also have Walter Bosley, who never leaves this place. When he's not on the air, he's in the forums, right?
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
We kind of sucked you in. That's how it goes. But we had actually a request from our listeners to have a breakaway civilization roundtable. They mentioned three people. And I felt that was just too many for a show like this because nobody gets a chance to talk. The third person was Richard Dolan, by the way. But I think you guys were talking about breakaway civilizations before you got onto it, right?
Well, in a way, yes. But I think it was Richard Dolan that really cemented the idea in his UFOs in the National Security State, because he pointed out a very, I think, important point. And that was that If you create a top secret UFO study group and give it lots of money, over time, with its development of advanced technologies and so on, there arises the possibility, since it's got its own kind of separate infrastructure, that it would actually kind of break away from the host civilization. It would get so advanced, and with that advancement, it would kind of create its own decision-making culture and everything else, that the possibility really arises. And I think that Dolan is basically the one that kind of cemented the idea. I think other people were kind of tracking the breakaway civilization without realizing it, and he really kind of articulated it first.
And also came up with the term, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the term itself really does, I think, encapsulate this whole subject area. And I think people have been actually bannering this subject about for quite a while. He created a tent for all this to live in.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Joseph, how did you first become interested in this possibility?
Well, it began with my ancient research and the idea that I had that after, you know, if we fought an ancient cosmic war in this system and blew ourselves to smithereens, you'd basically have some sort of elite trying to carry on. And in effect, that becomes a breakaway civilization because everybody else is, you know, living in their caves and hunting and gathering while these elites are trying to jumpstart civilization again. So the idea originated there. But it really kind of got a kickstart, and I think Walter, with his research into the airship mysteries and so on, kind of came to the same conclusion that when you turn to the Nazi era and even before, you're dealing with a group of people that are literally trying to do this. They're trying to create some advanced technologies and pull ahead of the rest of human civilization. The Nazis certainly created the infrastructure during World War II with all the vast underground factories and research facilities that they built. So you have kind of the idea of a breakaway civilization right there. And certainly with the SS, with the institution of things like the Annan Arbeitsdienst and the Kommersstab, which was their top secret research think tank, so to speak, you certainly have the idea that this is something very different from the public aspect of the Third Reich that you see. So it kind of gets a jump start during World War II. I think the bottom line here is that this breakaway civilization kind of emerges in phases. I think there's a pre-World War I phase, as Walter's shown. I think there's a Nazi phase, and then I think there's an American Cold War phase to it.
So are we talking of one specific civilization, more than one, or is it a situation where all these disparate groups got together for various reasons?
Well, in my opinion, I think it kind of starts out as more than one. I think really by now what you may have is kind of an international organization with various factions within it. But I think it starts out certainly as more than one. You've got the Nazis. You've certainly got the American establishment during World War II that basically creates its own infrastructure that carries on after the Cold War. So I think it starts out that way. But I think by now the possibility definitely exists that this thing may have become truly international and global in its scope.
Now, when we hear these terms bandied about, like international bankers, which I assume is the banksters, as some people call them, and the Illuminati, are they in any way related to this, or just various people who want to be in control in this civilization?
Well, in my opinion, yes, I think they are related. I think there's a definite secret society aspect of this that goes back at least as far as Adam Weishaupt and the Bavarian Illuminati, because of course they're involved in all sorts of chicanery, political agendas and so on in Europe. As far as the banksters go, the biggest thing here, I think, Gene, is that if you examine this idea of a breakaway civilization, one aspect that didn't get much play was the idea that if you're going to create something like this, if you're going to create a transgenerational institution, basically, that's going to be examining advanced technology, researching and trying to develop it, you've got to have the financing for it. And that means, quite literally, you know, as I put it in the San Mateo conference, you're dealing with the idea that you're going to have financing that's going to dwarf that of the Manhattan Project, and it's got to be completely secret. In other words, you can't just go out and tax everybody to death in order to create the billions and trillions of dollars you're going to need to develop this stuff. So you've got to have a completely hidden system of finance. And I think this is really where you get the idea that this thing is an international effort with various factions within it, because in my thinking, this required the American national security establishment to recover a lot of that Axis loot and keep it totally off the books. To recover all of that stuff, you're going to have the help of your former enemies. So I think they crawl in bed, and there's certainly ample evidence, you know, from the end of World War II, that they crawl in bed with a lot of these surviving Axis elites, and they strike a deal, quite literally, you know, give us access to this finance and so on and so forth. I think this is literally what happened. And the banksters, in order to make such a system work, you're going to have the participation of the major prime banks of the Western financial system, J.P. Morgan, Hong Kong, Shanghai Bank, Deutsche Bank, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I think at some level they're involved. I don't think that they're involved to the extent that they know the details of what's being developed, but they certainly know the aspects of some of the financial parts of it.
Yeah, one thing that I'd like to point out is that I think it should be a famous press conference now, but very few Americans, I think, really understand or realize the press conference that Donald Rumsfeld did the day before 9/11,
right,
where he announced that I think $4 trillion was not where it was supposed to be,
right,
after a audit of the Department of Defense, which is one of the first things he did as Secretary of Defense when he got into office. And the second, more alarming figure was that $2.2 trillion is missing from the Department of Defense. Now, that's a lot of money. So yep, perhaps the American public has financed at least a portion of this.
Joseph, let me take a break and let's pick up on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dr. Joseph Farrell and we have Walter Bosley. We're trying to track the banksters and all that missing Defense Department money that Donald Rumsfeld talks about. And the next day we have 9/11? Whoa. Hmm. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, Chris is changing himself to a conspiratorial kind of singer.
That's right.
Walter Bosley, Dr. Joseph Farrell. Dr. Farrell, you had started an answer in response to Chris's question. You want to pick up on that?
Well, yeah. He mentioned Secretary Rumsfeld prior to 9/11, the day before, as a matter of fact, mentioning $2.2 million had gone missing. And then, of course, 9/11 occurs, and that story drops right off the radar screen.
$2.2 trillion.
Yeah. And there's been stories since then. If you recall, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney grilled Rumsfeld and one of his advisors about, you know, who's keeping the books for the Pentagon? Who's actually got the contracts? And, of course, neither of them were able to answer. Congressman Grayson from Florida also was pointing out trillions of dollars of missing money. And I think what happened there is they got very close to this hidden system of finance. I think it definitely exists. And from my point of view, Gene, I think those bearer bond scandals from 2008 and so on are a part of this hidden system, because let's look at what they are. They claim to be gold-backed bearer bonds issued by the Federal Reserve. Please note that, not the U.S. Treasury, but the Federal Reserve directly. And that's a very important point, because to a certain extent, that allows you to create plausible deniability, for one thing. For the other, the Federal Reserve, as a private corporation, technically, there's nothing to prevent them from doing that. So these gold-backed bearer bonds have been out there. Occasionally you hear a story where they've recovered so many trillions of dollars. Well, why gold-backed bearer bonds? You know, why would you create such a system? I think the essence here is that this represents the transactional currency, so to speak, for this hidden system of finance. They actually have to have a physical medium of exchange to move and account for all this gold that they recovered under the Truman administration from that point on from all of this Axis booty. So in addition to a hidden system of finance, in other words, I'm suggesting to you that the commodities themselves, the bullion markets especially, do not represent reality. They are dealing with such vast amounts of gold and bullion, particularly in the Japanese case that was recovered by the Japanese during World War II. That's been kept totally off the books. So this allows them to manipulate the commodities markets through these securities and so on and so forth. And indeed, this is what we've seen happen in the post-9/11 world. This whole story has broken wide open. You know, they've been accused of fixing the LIBOR rates. They've been accused of fixing the bullion markets. And I think what you're looking at is this hidden system is coming out gradually into the open.
Now, the thing that bothers me about Rumsfeld is that this guy has been in government for years. He knows how the system works.
Right.
He knows the tricks, the sidesteps. This is a two-part question. Number one being, why would he even reveal this? Why wouldn't he shut up? And number two, any possible connection between 9/11, did it happen that day because of what Rumsfeld said the day before to basically obscure the story?
I personally suspect that there is a financial aspect to 9/11. In fact, I got into that in some depth in my most recent book that just came out, that there is a financial aspect to 9/11. There were investigations taking place by ONI, the Office of Naval Intelligence, into a lot of missing money and illegal securities. We're talking in the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars that were set to clear on 9/11, beginning on 9/11 and, you know, through the following week. And what happened is that during 9/11, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, suspended the normal securities trading and clearing rules. Under the normal rules, you cannot substitute securities, a set of securities for another set of securities destined to clear. When they suspended that rule, the securities that were set to clear, which were by every appearance fraudulent, were substituted for other securities that actually cleared. So in other words, there was an activity of the hidden system of finance that was going to be revealed had 9/11 not occurred. The other interesting thing I think that people need to take note of is that the offices of naval investigation were part of the Pentagon that was struck on 9/11. So in other words, yeah, there appears to me to be some sort of financial crime that somebody wanted to cover up. Now, Rumsfeld, what I think is interesting about him and his statement, Gene, is that, as you say, he's been kind of a revolving door in American politics going all the way back to the Reagan era. When he came out and revealed that, I think what he did was he revealed something that even he did not realize the full depth of what he was saying. In other words, he's not a member of the inner circle of this breakaway group. He reveals something that the breakaway group doesn't want revealed. And of course, 9/11 very conveniently buries the story. But of course, later on, he's grilled in front of Congress for a lot of these missing trillions. And of course, those investigations get nowhere. In fact, Congresswoman McKinney from Georgia, you know, they mounted a huge effort to defeat her, which they actually did. As far as I know, she kind of went into hiding. I think she's in Indonesia or someplace like that because, you know, she kept digging and literally left the country, which kind of conveys the idea that, you know, she may be in fear of her life or thinking that she's under some sort of threat or danger. I think Rumsfeld's speech there, his press conference, was really kind of an inadvertent thing, that he was disclosing something that somebody else didn't want disclosed. I don't think he's part of that deep inner circle, in other words.
Plus, isn't there billions of dollars in missing bullion from the World
yes.
Trade Center as well?
Yes.
I mean, that, lest we forget that. Plus, I think the 14th floor where the fire evidently started on 9/11 and World Trade Center number 7, wasn't that also a SEC investigation
yes.
Files in the Office of Investigation there, not to mention the largest CIA operation,
exactly.
Operational headquarters outside of Langley.
Yes, exactly. That's true. Moreover, there's a researcher into 9/11 by the name of E.P. Heidner that I reference in the book quite a lot. He or she, I think it's a he, uncovered the fact that where the planes actually struck the Twin Towers were brokerage houses, offices of the brokerage houses that were cooperating in this investigation. So in other words, if you examine the financial angle of it, it looks like somebody definitely wanted to curb that investigation and create the conditions that would allow the normal clearing rules to be suspended so they could substitute other securities. So, yeah, there's huge aspects of finance in 9/11, not to mention our good old friends at Deutsche Bank, you know, doing all of the puts and trades that they were doing at the last minute.
Or the put orders on United Airlines. And I think there are too many convenient coincidences for this to have been just simply 19 Saudis with box cutters. And you do bring that out, I think, very loud and clear in your book. In fact, you actually add a layer of intrigue, which I'm sure we'll get into at some point in the show.
Walter?
Yes.
I want you to drop in.
You haven't heard from you.
He's flummoxed.
It's you're not on my bailiwick. So I'm listening and learning. As you know, I've recently jumped into the pool of the Deutsche Bank stuff myself, because it did raise its head in my, you know, the background historical aspects. So, you know, I saw, particularly around 9/11 and since then, particularly with the 2008 crash, I saw a resonance with what I do, with what my so-called bailiwick actually is. And I'll tell you, it is this stuff we're talking about around 9/11 and the Deutsche Bank stuff that has actually brought my interests into the present. I mean, I'm still doing background historical stuff because I think that aspect of this is fascinating, but nothing has brought my attention to the present with this stuff like this bankster stuff, this Deutsche Bank stuff in particular. You know, particularly when you see the connections to the various present day politicians and people running for office, it's intriguing in that scary way.
Will be even scarier on the other side. Just warming up, folks. Dr. Joseph Farrell, Walter Bosley, Gene and Chris. And Chris right now is going to show you his deepest conspiratorial stinger. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from presidentialufo.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I was hoping you'd get deeper, like,
the Paracast.
All right, now we're doing it. Now we're doing it.
I choked on the first one.
You see, what happened is Chris is looking at the caricature that Red Pill Junkie made of him. And he objects to the fact that he looks a little bit more rotund than he might be.
I look pregnant. Plus, I don't play guitar.
We don't care about the instrument. That's irrelevant. Yeah, I don't rap.
That's what she said.
I'm not Grandmaster Gene, despite what everybody thinks.
Grandmaster Steinberg.
Rock and roll, baby!
And I was going to cut that off the recording, folks. We're engaged in breakaway civilizations here. Let me throw out a question that comes to mind here. As we kind of know here, Bush and company were just aching to attack Iraq and use 9/11 as the excuse. Is that playing into the needs of a breakaway civilization or just doing what he's doing?
Well, in my opinion, it's playing into the needs of the breakaway civilization, because as I've tried to document through several books concerning the Nazis, there is a deep, deep connection between Nazism and radical Islamic groups and cells, including Wahhabism, that go all the way back to World War II and then, of course, continue on after the war. You have a heavy Nazi presence in the so-called CIA operation that overthrows King Farouk. But, you know, the boots on the ground are Nazi in that operation. Otto Skorzeny, Hjalmar Schacht, General Wilhelm Farnbacher, Johann von Lehrs from the old Goebbels propaganda ministry. So you've got all these Nazis involved with that operation. So I think if indeed there is such a thing as a post-war Nazi international, which I've been arguing through several books, it fits their agenda perfectly, because what they're doing is they're getting the United States embroiled in a situation in the Middle East that will never stabilize and will suck American power and drain American power and, you know, suck American resources into the region, which certainly it's done. So I think 9/11 certainly is the crisis of opportunity for the Bush administration, which already wants to do this anyway, as you pointed out, to go in there and do it. and we see the results. You know, it's been one fiasco after another. And I think that really it's only going to continue, at least for the foreseeable future, as far as I can see. You know, I don't see Trump or Mrs. Clinton getting us out of there anytime soon.
I think they're going to dig us in deeper. I saw an interesting interview that was reposted on the Internet with retired General Wesley Clark, who said that he went down into the Pentagon a week or so after 9/11 and was told by one of the, I guess, staffers and the Joint Chiefs staff, who was rather alarmed and said that the plans had already been made to attack Iraq.
Yes.
And, you know, I find it very interesting that just a week after 9/11, that plans had already been formulated. So that obviously indicates that even before the event, plans were being drawn up to go into Iraq. And, of course, at the time, he didn't mention Afghanistan, of course, which is where we went first and then later on went into Iraq. But that does kind of suggest premeditated.
Sure.
Even more than that, I had read some reports that as far back as 1999, W and his cronies were planning this.
Yeah, I don't know.
That wouldn't be a surprise. Here's the thing, though, guys. You have to qualify this on one hand with what Clark said. And I'm not trying to, you know, defend any position here at all, because I agree with what you just said, Gene, that, yeah, I think, you know, Bush-Cheney administration, they wanted to do this. But as far as plans are concerned, there are always plans.
Yeah.
Attack plans and invasion plans on every country you could imagine. They exist. These things are thought out. They're fleshed out. They exist. They're ready to go. And they're ready to be activated. So there is – and General Clark – here's what's interesting. General Clark's alarm interests me in that he certainly – Wesley Clark certainly knows better than I do the details of what I just said, okay, about there being plans in existence. For him to be alarmed implies to me, okay, was there some version of the next level of activation that he discovered or suspected?
Right.
Because the plan itself – but you might be shocked what the plans are that are drawn up.
Let me give you an example from history here, Gene, about what Walter's talking about. After World War I, the strategy analysts and you know, financiers in both Great Britain and the United States looked at each other and saw in each other, who had just been allies in World War I, helping to defeat the Germans, saw in each other commercial rivals on a global scale. And as a result, both Great Britain and the United States drew up war plans for war against each other, you know, a global war against each other. So, you know, the idea that plans exist for invasion of Iraq or the Middle East, yeah, I'm in agreement with Walter. They've got plans for invading just about anybody at any time. And I think he's correct here that if General Clark is raising alarm bells about it, it's because he saw something else. He saw something deeper that the plan was connected to.
I was looking at an article from Mother Jones that was tracing our engagement with Iraq, going back even when Bush's father was president.
Mm-hmm.
Then they decided to do it fast. And even then, some reports say even that war was to some level faked and unnecessary.
Well, yeah, that war, you know, there's that famous exchange that April Gillespie, who was our representative in Baghdad at the time, had with Saddam Hussein's government. And he queried her very directly. You can find this story online just about anywhere. He queried her very directly, what would be the United States reaction if Iraq seized Kuwait and restored it to the historical, you know, that was his argument, the historical boundaries of Iraqi Mesopotamia. And her response was, well, you know, the American government has no position on the internal affairs of Arab states. So in other words, she gave the green light for the invasion. Now, no ambassador is going to say something like that without first checking with their government. So in other words, her saying that is an indicator that the green light came from very, very high up. And of course, we know the result. Saddam Hussein invaded Iraq, and then we get, you know, the fake stories about Iraqi soldiers butchering babies in Kuwaiti hospitals and all sorts of nonsense. And, you know, we're ready to go and eject him. And so, yeah, I think there's a certain case to be made that maybe that whole thing was staged as well.
Can you believe any war, even the Vietnam War, Gulf of Tonkin was faked?
Right.
It was exaggerated over what the event really was to bring us into that war.
Yeah.
When Nixon got elected, partly on promises to get out of that war, we basically cut and run after a couple of years. And now
right.
we're friends with Vietnam.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's the Gulf of Tonkin incident. I think the senator from Oregon at the time, Senator Warren, I forget what his name was, Senator Wayne or Senator Warren, even pointed out as early as 1965 when that incident first occurred that there were aspects of it that even on the public record indicated that this was somehow a staged event. And he was adamantly opposed to any resolution that would give Johnson the authority to go in and do what he did. You know, the Republicans helped him out quite a bit there.
They had their model, of course, with the
sure.
USS Maine in the Spanish-American
sure.
War. You know, they took that and said, you know, somebody did, I think, said,
right.
wow, it worked in 1898 or 7 or whatever it was. What the hell?
Let's
kind of spin it in this modern Vietnam way.
Exactly. Exactly.
Some people actually say that some of these events, some of these tragedies we have, are false flag events. And we're going to be running out of time in a moment, so I don't want to ask for a response right now, but we will have one in our next segment. We have Dr. Joseph Farrell, we have Walter Bosley, and we're just getting started. We're raring to go. We're also raring to have you sign up for the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We offer all sorts of extra special features. We offer the commercial-free version of this show with higher quality audio. We offer the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. And last week, Chris was playing the one- and two-word game for every response, and then we were joined by George Wingfield for some really, really frank discussion after the Paracast. And you get all that, plus excerpt from the book from Chris O'Brien and Ray Stanford, and My Dog Sings Chopin. That is the real title, folks. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Notice how I talk over their laughter. Plus.theparacast.com with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.